The IRS COVID Penalty Refund 2026 window is officially closing, as the National Taxpayer Advocate, NTA, issued a Sunday bulletin today, delivering a final wake-up call to millions of Americans. With the hard deadline for the IRS COVID Penalty Refund 2026 set for July 10, 2026, taxpayers have exactly 60 days to reclaim billions in penalties paid during the pandemic. If a formal request is not filed by July, these funds will be legally forfeited to the Treasury. Why your IRS COVID penalty refund 2026 might be sitting in the Treasury between 2020 and 2023, the IRS issued billions in failure to file and failure to pay penalties. While some relief was automatic under Notice 2022-36, the NTA warns that many are still owed an IRS COVID penalty refund 2026 but must manually claim it. Eligibility check. This refund covers tax years 2020, 2021, and 2022. The manual requirement. The IRS is not proactively scanning for this specific 2026 sunset. The burden of proof for the IRS COVID penalty refund 2026 lies entirely with the taxpayer. Refundable fees includes failure to file, failure to pay, and certain international return penalties. How to secure your IRS COVID penalty refund 2026? The NTA suggests a 10-minute digital audit of your tax history to confirm if you are eligible for the IRS COVID penalty refund 2026. Pull your transcripts. Log into your IRS online account and check tax account transcripts for 2020 to 2022. Watch for codes. Look for codes 166 or 167, penalty assessed. If you paid them, code 610-670, but don't see code 161, you are likely owed an IRS COVID penalty refund 2026. File Form 843. Submit this form before the July 10th cutoff to lock in your refund. Analyst perspective. The July 10th barrier. This represents the last significant pandemic-era stimulus available. Given the current IRS backlog, filing for your IRS COVID penalty refund 2026 now is the only way to ensure processing before the statutory window slams shut.